Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The last sack in the Miami game where you did that, like the hand swipe, beat Jackson with the speed move. I mean, when you look at that, do you say, wow, this little, my weight is at the right, I got more speed than I had last year? What do you think?
I mean, all that success that I had and the D-line had in the game was all about our preparation and how we came together as a D-line and our game plan and our rush plan to get after them. And so, I mean, that was a big part of that. On that move you're talking about in particular, I mean, you guys saw a lot of bull rushes during that game, and so that was finally set up for when he was finally going to shoot those hands and then take advantage of that set and be able to have my hands ready to take them down and then get to the quarterback and next time finish it myself. So, yeah.
Like all the work you, conditioning work you put in, has given you a little more juice?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. It definitely gave me a lot more confidence, a lot more, I mean, juice in the game. And then having my teammates there as well, you know, gives you the confidence to keep playing. And like we had spoken about before, with having that OTAs in this offseason, you know, it kind of, that definitely contributes a lot to just having more reps and more experience and getting prepared for the season.
You seem to light up on the first question about having the chance to get after a quarterback again.
I mean, it just shows, I mean, our D-line can get after it. I mean, and it shows that all the hard work we've been doing, I mean, it's paying off. And all those details that we work in practice, I mean, they're going to show up in the game. I mean, we worked that inside move and then Zim coming around. I mean, we worked that and it came out and happened to perfection in the game. And so that's something that we pride ourselves on, is that what we do out here, and it's going to show up on the game field as well.
You had about as good of a game as you could have without a sack. Right. What's that like when you don't get one, but the group as a whole?
It's exciting because I mean, you do so well, and then you sacks are distributed to the whole team. But it's also disappointing just because you get there so many times and you don't quite get them down. And you could be one step, or I mean, he throws it right before you get there, or you just miss it. Like I had a couple just plain old misses. So those are things I want to cut down on. Keep those pressures coming, but get them down and get that loss of yardage there.
Spent so much time talking about, you know, Jerry, Mario, and the vets that have really helped you, like, over the last year. Who was the most happy for you after a big breakout game like that?
Oh, I mean, all of them. I mean, they all came over jumping, hooting, hollering, slapping me on my head. I mean, getting a headache just from that instead of playing the actual game. But those guys are all excited. That's one thing Coach points out, and one thing we all know is that the tightness of our group as a D-line, I think it's unique, and it's something that really holds our group together, and it's kind of that centerpiece for our group, is that how close we are and how tight we are as friends and as brothers makes us want to play that much harder for each other on the field. Greg, I mean, Greg's a beast. I mean, he doesn't need help from anybody. That guy, just freak athleticism, size, and just ability. He can get after the quarterback all he wants, and he can do it for a long time.
When you take that to the
I think it's just a lot of the team first mentality. Having vets like Jerry and Mario, that's a blessing in disguise right there, just because having two veterans on the team that have been in the league for a long time, they could have their own way, do what they want to be doing, but they're here for the team. They're for the other D linemen here as well. And then all the young guys are here to push each other, help each other improve. And I mean, just having a well-rounded D line room like that, I mean, it helps each and every one of us get better.
When you think back to the spring, Sean touched on it. With all the strength and conditioning work and all that, just what stood out as far as, I mean, was there a moment that you were really like, okay, I got this? Or what made the biggest difference in, you know, your evolution here?
Just kind of being able to come into this building every day during the off season, coming in, getting into that routine, kind of, you know, getting in the weight room, getting in the training room, getting my body feeling right. And then just, you know, even after working out and after lifts, Harrison Phillips is up here and F.A. Abada, and we're going through plays. We're going through different footwork things on the turf inside the weight room. And, I mean, it's nothing crazy, nothing big, but it's just, you know, dialing in on our fundamentals, dialing in our technique, and we're only walking through it. And so, I mean, stuff like that just also helps going through it at full speed that much easier because you've done it 1,000 times walking, and then it just makes everything else that much easier when you do it again.
How much of Sunday was you being able to not overthink and just react and play?
I mean, I would just say most of it. I mean, that's how I'm trying to eliminate all that thinking, eliminate all that process of trying to see this, see that, and just go and react. See my tackle's doing this, and then I have to do this, or rush the quarterback on this play and just get to it right now. And that's kind of my mindset, is just go and react after that.
Sean says that he believes that the other defensive linemen know you. He said that he doesn't know who you are. What is there something about being a man of mystery to the head coach?
A man of mystery? I don't know what he means by that. I feel like I'm a pretty open book, but, I mean, our D-line, I mean, they definitely know me. I mean, with those guys every day, I mean, cracking jokes and doing all that stuff, I mean, it's a lot of fun for sure.
Stop by the office.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say what's up to Coach McDermott. Have a seat.
You know, go back to your college career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know we talked about slipping to the second round, but you were one of the top defensive end prospects in the draft. I mean, mm-hmm. You were one of the guys of that program. So for this full year, up until I feel like this point, you know, when you have a breakout moment, what was that like, kind of going from the highs of college ball to, like, you know, that those early days of trying mm-hmm. to make your way in the NFL?
I feel like I just came in with the mindset that you got to earn whatever you're going to receive, you know. So, like, kind of the same thing as when I got to Iowa. I didn't start till my junior year of college. And whether I thought that was how it should have been or not, that's how it was. And you just got to earn your role. And so at that point in my college career, they didn't want me to start, and they just wanted me to be a pass rusher until my junior year. And obviously I wasn't satisfied with that, but that's kind of the same mentality I'm bringing here, is I got to earn what I got, like my playing time. I got to earn my time on the field here. And so just kind of taking those baby steps and taking and gradually growing and showing the coach that they can trust me on the field and trust me off the field, what my habits and stuff like that at home, and just prove to them that I can be the player that they want me to be and be the best player I can be as well.
There's a question about Rousseau, not you, but, you know, just his arm, he's so long, his long arms. What are some of the ways you think his long arms help him? Like, for instance, it seems like he's set the edge at times better mm-hmm. than we expected for a young and experienced guy. You right. know, what do you think are some of the ways his long arms give him an edge?
I mean, for one thing, just like his length doesn't let them grab him. I mean, it's like your little brother. You hold him like this, and they can't reach you, or they try to hit you. It's kind of the same deal. Whenever Greg's arms, I mean, he's, what, 6'8"? And his wingspan's probably close to 7 foot. I mean, it's just hard for people to be able to grab and hold on to him whenever he can keep him at bay at a distance and still be running full speed and making moves. And he just makes it very difficult just with his physical stature on offensive linemen.
Relationship grown with Eric Washington from year one to year two?
It's going well. I mean, Coach E, he's on his stuff, and having him as a coach, we're very blessed. I mean, to have someone who's so detail oriented and someone who's so willing to get the defensive line going at all times and really be down for us no matter what. I mean, it's a blessing to have a coach like that.
Is it kind of refreshing? I mean, you had to do a lot of two gap stuff in college, a different mm-hmm. type of.
It's definitely a change.
Yeah,
definitely a change. I mean, there's times where I've reverted back to that two gap. I mean, where I'm looking here, coming out here, and Coach E's always there. You know, we're not two gapping anymore. We're not doing this. And I mean, especially in the beginning. I mean, I think it's definitely a lot easier to change from a two gap to a penetration system, from a penetration to a two gap system. I think it would be a lot easier to do it the way I did it compared to changing that way, just because of coming off the ball and playing blocks compared to just coming off the ball and reacting and relying on your athleticism.
In that role, is it just more fun too as a defensive end?
It's a lot more fun. I mean, it's not as physical on your body when you gotta take all those double teams in like you did at Iowa or back in the day whenever all those heavy guys and all those inside zone run plays. Yeah.
That was number 5, right?
Oh, I love watching those guys play. They got Colorado State this week, I think.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for that one too. I never beat them, but I know that they'll be ready this year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.